You can't control the sun. Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink pops, piss and clean. A fountain drink and urinals hanging on the walls.
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Today is Monday, August 31st. Hold on a second. I forgot to turn that shit off.
Yeah. I got you all excited because I faked sucked on you through Cycle Source magazine.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I got fake sucked.
Rod, you notice how she picked up the magazine and didn't fuck me up with it? She tried to blow me with
she
it.
She fucked so. With you.
Right. So what's up, everybody? Here we are. I forgot today's date. I think it's the 30th.
No, it's the
28th. It's the
28th. Oh. Hey, happy Thursday, everybody.
God, here we go.
Right?
I'm so happy.
We have a great show tonight.
We're off the deep end.
I missed you guys. I really did.
Yeah, that's right. We had Mama out last week.
Mama was out and down for the count.
And we had one of the best shows ever.
I know. Hey, now, when you weren't here, we had the best show ever.
Yeah,
well, David Hayes is my witness.
David Hayes, yeah.
But we lost it to
but
the internet.
You know what? All of our shows are the best shows.
Yeah, they are.
Because of all of you.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You people make our shows the best shows.
All our Mayhem fans.
So did you Speaking of last week's show, did you get comments from our good buddy who spent the day with us?
Mr. Harrison? Mr. Harrison? Yes. I like Mike. Roadcaptain.com. Woohoo!
That's right.
Woo-hoo. The app is launching September 1st. We're super excited.
That's right. You got to get on that shit, man. I can't wait to get my app.
And if he's listening, everybody let him know if he comes on the feed later that we did actually mention him at the beginning of our show.
That's right. That's right.
Because we love Roadcaptain.com.
We love the Roadcaptain, yeah.
Yes. And we love Mike. And yeah. Great
Mike
guy.
Is a great guy. He was a great guest.
Oh, my God. We had a blast.
He was. And so who's calling in tonight, Mr. Juan Valdez?
Well, we're going to have Johnny Lang for one.
Right. And what is he doing?
Johnny Lang is actually, I believe he's in Milwaukee right now. Okay. Yeah.
I think he's in Wisconsin. I can't get cheese from anybody.
Bring us some cheese, damn it.
From under?
And there we go. Now I can hear. I have my headphones off my head. Now I can hear. Wow.
Wow. You are loud. Yes.
And who else we have calling in, Margaret?
Oh, we have the owner of Sin City Cycles.
Sin City Cycles?
We will be calling Greg probably around 8:30-ish.
Okay,
cool.
You know, and yeah, it's going to be cool. He had an anniversary party yesterday. 30 years.
Wow.
Sin City Cycles in Saugus, Massachusetts. Yes, you can go to sincitycycles.com for the website. I think I actually tagged him in this post somewhere. But he's also on Facebook. There's two different Facebook pages for him. Sin City Cycles is 74, and then the other one. But he's going to call and give you all the information of what's going on in Saugus, Mass.
Yes.
30 years in the business, any business that lasts 30 years is an amazing feat. Yeah,
yep.
For sure.
And motocycles, especially motorcycles, you know.
Well, he's got the it's the gear.
Yeah,
the
he's got the gear. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
that never gets old. That's awesome.
It is great. So, and then we'll have other people calling in.
Yes, we're going to have Kim Roden's going to call in later from Carolina Bikers, which I must say, Carolina Bikers, we are coming to you on September 9th for what, Rod?
For your pinup outfit.
Yeah, wrong.
No.
Yeah.
I know the answer. Camel City Bike Fest.
Camel City Bike Fest.
In 12, that's right. 12, 10 to 12 days.
So Carolina Bikers, get ready. We're coming.
And
Bikatress Nation
is hosting.
Yes.
And me and Wayne Penix are getting matching camel tattoos on our toes.
That's right.
I think really, in all honesty, I think that, Margaret, what you should get is a tattoo of the loser in the pinup outfit.
No, right here on your chest. I don't got enough room on my body.
She's got no room for you.
I have like $3,500 because you guys are huge. And, my back is dedicated to somebody else. So.
You're dead.
That's not happening. Yeah, and plus, I where would I put you?
Well, really? half
on hold on.
Hemorrhoids.
One on each ass cheek.
We're already there.
Are a pains in my ass.
That's right, we are.
Johnny on the left cheek. Rod on the right cheek.
And where do you put Randy?
Randy's not a pain in my ass.
Randy's not. No, you know what, Randy?
I know when to mind my own business.
That's right.
Right.
That's
Randy's
right.
Randy's a good egg.
Randy is just tries
I
to...
I may not learn a lot, but I've learned when to mind my own business.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron's back from Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Aaron Waller, how you doing?
What's up, Aaron, buddy? How are you?
Some shout-outs real quick. But before actually we get into the shout-outs...
Okay.
You wanted to mention something about what's happening right now in Texas?
Oh, yes. Our prayers go out to Texas, you know. Motorcycle Mayhem, our hearts go to them, and I hope that everybody made it okay through that nasty Category 5 hurricane.
It is.
It got to a 5?
Yeah.
It got to a 5.
It's still
going
inland,
on.
And it's a 3.
And it's
are you sure? I haven't watched TV.
It's flooding really bad.
Holy crap!
And the Carolina coast by the middle of this week also is going to get results of heavy rainstorms and things like that. A tropical storm.
It's actually all the way up the coast,
all the way up
South Jersey, and then it's going to supposedly going to
hang. It's going to hang. But for for everyone that's in Texas and our listeners, obviously, and friends of friends and family and people that have loved ones. Our hearts are with you.
Yes, definitely.
I was watching the news tonight, and some of the things that are going on in Texas are unbelievable. You're looking at floods so high that you're looking just at the peak of the house, just the very peak of the
really?
House.
Yeah, it's really sad.
The whole house is underwater.
And then, you know what?
Whole neighborhoods are underwater.
On top of that, we got to worry about the animals that are there.
The animals.
And on top of that, you get the scumbag people who fucking raised their gas prices to $8.48.
Right.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Karma's going to get that one.
Well, actually, no, they can be arrested for price gouging for that once they get caught. But, you know, for now, everybody's going to try and scam somebody. So on that note, don't donate to anybody's GoFundMe page unless you personally know them. And if you need to make a donation or you want to help in any way, shape, or form, please go to the Red Cross's website.
Yep.
They have links for all legitimate donations. I know a bunch of, and thank our boys up here, our New York City Fire Department guys.
They're on their way?
They're on their way down there to volunteer. From the Red Cross, because, you know, everyone during 9/11 in all the states, they sent their guys down to help us. So naturally, we're going to, you know, we send our guys out. They're retired firemen, but they also volunteer for the Red Cross, and they're part of the crew. And I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So everybody's doing
that. That's become a thing, right, with these guys?
It's not just a thing. It's, you know... You know, they're continuing their service, really.
No, but I'm saying these guys that are retired, they've got this, like, thing going on where whenever there's a disaster, they're right there.
Well... there are some organizations that still do that, but they still have to do it under the guidelines of the Red Cross and the entities within the state, so they don't violate any laws. I know everyone wants to help and send water and do whatever they can and send money, but just be cautious in who you're donating to. And like I said, you can always ensure that if you donate to the Red Cross, the money and supplies and whatever needs get to be done, it's going to get to whoever needs it. It's going to be a long process, and they're not out of the woods yet. So just keep praying like we are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like we said, our hearts are with you, Texas.
Yes.
And,
and anybody that's involved with that storm, so.
Yeah, anybody, really. Yeah, it's a shame. It's hitting other areas. But on that note, what did you guys do this weekend?
I did a lot of riding this weekend.
You scared me with that video. Did anybody... anybody... knows Johnny or follows his page. Did you actually share it onto the Motorcycle Mayhem page?
Yeah, we shared right from the Motorcycle Mayhem page.
Yeah, he went over the most scariest bridge in the world that I cannot stand. And I watched the video, and I had to hide. It's a two-lane... It goes over the water.
With like a three-inch rail.
And a steel, deck bridge. And no wind barriers.
What are we talking about?
The Robert Moses Causeway.
Like a bridge? It's a roadway. That's all it is. It's not a bridge.
Well, whatever. It's really long. And it's scary. Like the 7 Mile Bridge when you go down to Key West. That kind of scary.
No. I want to take him over to Verrazano. That's what I want to do.
No, I've been on the Verrazano. I don't mind.
No?
No, Verrazano's fine. I have no problems with it.
The Verrazano is a very tall bridge.
No, I'm not talking about the tallness. I'm talking about the wind factor and how easy it is to drive over it.
Right.
By accident.
Right.
I don't know. I've never had real problems.
I have problems.
But anyway, yeah, we rode.
Dawn's laughing because Dawn, John's wife, who is manning our camera over there on the other end,
she's
deathly afraid of the bridge as well. So, two women against you three pieces.
Are you really?
And
are you?
Yes.
I thought you were grabbing my penis because you liked me.
I
really?
No.
Really?
Oh, my God.
There are certain bridges. Hey, listen, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge is really scary, too.
When he was doing that. She was the one that was filming it anyway.
I understand that part.
That's true.
And he was smart, and that's what you do. You have your passenger film. We don't want you guys riding and doing live video.
Yeah.
Really, because that's kind of stupid.
Well, she did it.
I was watching the video, and I'm waiting for him like a dog. Oh, barbecue.
But that's why I said, I'm not videoing this. My wife is. I don't know if you heard that on the video.
We did hear that on the video.
Yeah, we heard that.
And we knew.
Because, you know, there'd be people saying, what the fuck you doing video and what? I'm not going to do that. I'm smarter than that. I'm smart.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't want to like
but
the
anyway.
Quote,
okay. But... All right. Don't you take the credit. She's smart enough not to let you do it.
Because you would have done it. There's ways of doing live.
My God.
Oh, yeah. There's ways of doing live video safely.
Yes.
Okay. Seriously. So we want.
Yeah, but he can't be taking the credit for it.
No.
She won't let him do it. That's all.
I know. Because, she won't let him run. Well,
because
if she
did, he would do it.
That's true. I got to say.
What did Michael Harrison say? Rod, congrats. Now you can get a bike. What did that mean? I don't know what that means.
I'll tell you in a few minutes.
Oh, it's an inside joke?
It's public.
Oh, all right. Wow. Everybody's like,
do you really want to go there?
No, I don't really want to go there.
No, really.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to see Mary Howdy from the great state of Texas. Mary, Darling, thank you so much. She's listening, Mary from Texas. I hope you're out of harm's way, Mary. I really do. Okay, wow. So
yes, God bless you, Mary.
Yeah, be safe.
Uh-huh. Hold on a minute. I'm looking. I need new glasses.
But
John Frew was Johnny. He said Johnny was eating barbecue all weekend. That's true.
I actually know. I no, didn't
the seafood, didn't you?
No, I didn't you eat shit. Seafood. Kidding me?
Oh, no.
The only guy who takes me to a seafood festival doesn't eat seafood.
That was a waste of time, by the way, because
was it bad this year?
Because all we did was stand on lines.
Ugh.
Lines. And finally, I said, can we leave?
I got to tell you, most of the things on Long Island, that's the way it's become. You just stand on lines.
It's like Disney World.
I don't like that. I really don't like that.
No.
At all.
It sucks.
Oh, I found out something. Well, it's sad, but on Cycle Source's website.
Okay.
Okay. The person who's, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Cannonball Antique motorcycle run that has been in existence since 2010. It started Lonnie Jr.'s dream as a kid, and he loved antique motorcycles. So he started the first Cannonball run, and basically it's 1929 and older motorcycles going across the country. Why did you point to yourself? You are an idiot.
Doesn't Wheels Through Time have something to do with that too?
Yeah, and the Antique Motorcycle Association. But Lonnie Ism Jr., who actually started this whole thing because it was a dream that he had to do this. Rest in peace, Lonnie. He's 48 years old. Last week, he passed. But his legacy lives on. And this is an amazing event. So if you guys haven't heard of it, I suggest you go to just Google Cannonball Run motorcycle, Cannonball Motorcycle Run. You'll find it on the internet. It's an amazing event. I was there for the launch for the first one. I think Kevin Beener and a couple other people did it. But it's become a major event for these guys that collect and ride these older antique motorcycles, and they do scenic routes, and in 2017, all the races are filled up already.
Wow,
they're done. It's filled up. They are not taking anybody more bikes, and they're going from, I don't want to screw this up, but I believe they're going from Portland, Maine, to Portland, Oregon, Portland to Portland.
That's across the country.
Across the country, scenic routes. That is a ride.
That's right across the top. Yeah. Bing,
bam.
They should come back to bottom.
Yeah, but I think it's an amazing thing. So if you guys are around, the dates for when they're leaving in 2008 are there, and there's different stops along the way, and it's become quite an antique, quite a motorcycle event, actually.
Right.
If I had an older motorcycle, I would probably do it, you know? It seems like it would be a lot of fun.
Not?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, these guys, they take it to the limit. They get the old-time gear with the old-time helmets and the whole nine yards.
It's so fun to watch.
I know a guy who does a lot of photography for that. A guy by the name of Jim Domes. He does a lot of photography for all that.
Okay. Right.
So I see a lot of the pictures because I see it off Jim's page.
Right.
And some of these guys take it right to the limit. I mean, they go
all out.
All the old gear and everything else. And, I think last one I saw was somebody with a Model T as a backup car, running behind one of the guys.
They get sponsors. It's like NASCAR for older motorcycles. I mean, they get corporate sponsorship, and the winners of the race get lots of money.
Oh yeah.
So at the end, it's really worth it, but it's the journey because it takes a while to do. Obviously, because they can't get over a certain speed limit. But can you imagine?
I don't think they're allowed to run at night or anything like that.
No, it's for safety issues, too, because some of those older bikes, what happens with them.
Right. But, well, the lights on them were just horrible.
Right.
But
I think that was a pretty cool cool thing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I would love to be part of that.
I would, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll just even watch that,
Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody make a documentary on it or something.
Yeah, because you've got to be able to know how to rebuild those things right on the side of the road.
That's why we have you, Randy. Randy should be on there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I have it on the...
If anybody breaks down, call Randy the wrench.
Here we go. The Motorcycle Cannonball on Facebook. I'm dropping the link on our feed right now. You guys can check that out and follow them. And they've been, I think, I don't know if they did live video last year, but they're probably going to do live video this year. It's really cool.
Well, you got a lot of people also putting up videos that,
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that
know,
are
stuff
there.
Like that. It's quite a following on it. So.
Is somebody calling?
No, I'm just kidding, ready just in case.
Oh. Johnny's giving me his plug to stick in my
I'm
hole.
I'm plugging a...
Yeah, I have to stick his plug in my hole.
Really? We're back to this now?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
But you know what? Going from that to... I know you guys probably saw what I posted.
Oh, God.
Anybody out there see what I posted about the new Harleys that are coming out? The new Softails?
The 2018.
Yeah, I'm not happy with them.
Yeah,
thumbs
I'm not
down.
Happy.
Sorry,
I'm not happy with the company at all.
I'm not happy with those.
They've stopped making the Dynas.
Yeah.
It's one of the best motorcycles they've ever made in all the years that they ever made. The Dynas were some of the best balanced and best bikes that they ever made. They stopped making those completely. Mm-hmm. Now they got all these Softails, and it's just... And that Softail isn't the same Softail as what we're used to.
No.
Right.
Okay, we're talking about a monoshock that's up above. It's underneath the seat. It's not down underneath the bike anymore.
Right.
Who knows what that's going to do? I just can't wait to see the complaints on that one.
The headlights are different.
Everything's different. It looks very foreign.
Yes.
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 Without saying the word I want to use.
I understand to some extent you got to compete.
Right.
You know what I mean? But to what? To change the whole company to that?
No.
No.
I wouldn't. And you're changing the whole entire look. I mean, you guys that are out there, you know, you've seen the video. Chime in on our feed or whatever.
Yeah, man, give us a call.
Chime in on the video that's even on our feed. I really think it's a bad move. I agree with
you 100%. Well, time will only tell on that.
I know. But see, the whole thing
you look back and, you know, they've always made bad moves that everybody thought they were making.
Right.
And
they come.
They keep, you know, they somehow have managed to for 115 years or something now.
I just got to say.
Yeah, 115 years.
But you know what, though? You get like a 1996 Harley or Fat Boy and a 2007 Fat Boy like mine. You look at them, they look like the exact same bikes. Right?
Right.
I mean, you know what difference is the bigger fat tire?
From a distance from somebody who's not
experienced. Yeah, the bigger fat tire. And that's okay, though, because that's how people recognize Harley Davidsons or a Fat Boy.
Right.
Now, they're making these bikes where almost unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? You know what I mean? Yeah, and you know what? They're taking the Harley image.
All right, I have to say this for James. Yes, they look like frickin' Hondas.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
I said it for you, James.
Look, I understand that they make the streets, okay? There's the three streets, which are the 750s and the 500s. And they look very foreign. And they're fine.
Right.
And I get that. I get that you're trying to get the younger crew into the bikes, okay? And get them started on Harleys. And they have that foreign look, okay? And I get that. But you know, at some point, you alienate your core customer, and at some point, core customer disappears. Right now, they're done.
You're done.
Right, right.
Because it's been they've done all kinds of tests. Their average customer is 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you piss those guys off, and they all walk away. And these are the guys with the money who are going out and buying a bike every year or 2 years and spending 30 or 40 grand on bikes.
Yeah.
Okay, you get them to the point where they get the heck with this. I'm going to go buy an Indian, or I'm going to buy something foreign.
Right.
And then they're going to be in real problems.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is, I hope I win that motorcycle, the Twisted T chopper shifter and the chopped out seat and a rigid frame. I don't care. I'll get a gel pad for my butt. And,
well, speaking of that chopper.
Well, that's not it.
I know shit.
Speaking of the chopper,
Cycle Source Magazine
built that chopper.
Built that chopper.
20th anniversary, celebrating 20 years.
This is a magazine you want to get. Everybody has to go out and get this magazine. It is the best motorcycle magazine in the world, in my eyes.
Do you want to tell them about the subscription special? Do you remember?
I think it was, if you get it now, it's $25 a month.
$25 a month?
A year?
A year.
Yeah.
Even better. A year. $25 a year, and you can get Cycle Source magazine.
I love helping him.
I really missed you, Johnny.
I really did.
I
really did.
I'm just going to read the magazine.
So, who is our opening song?
Oh, Twinkle. That is good stuff, man.
So, and Tony, Twinkle. I've been texting Tony back and forth, and we were so happy that they gave us that MP3. I hope you guys like Twinkle. And
oh, she's amazing.
So now yeah. I got information from Tony, and they will be in the September's issue of the Beat Street column in Full Throttle magazine, because I just love Leo and Nina and Twinkle and Tony. Really? He's really adorable.
Did you stop with the wire?
No, I'm sticking it through the thing. I have OCD right now.
She's putting it in the
thing. I'm multitasking.
Jeez.
She's not getting in the hole. OCD right now?
Yeah, all the time.
But real quick, if anybody wants to have their input on those Harleys, give us a call at 877-917-5263. I'm off my game tonight.
I see that. I just want to bring up a little topic about these the new Harleys. I happen to be watching Bloomberg the other day. One of the things I do is my, you know, vices in life is watch Bloomberg and financial channels. And there was some dipshit millennial financial planner. Hold what are you doing?
We have a caller.
Yeah, we got a caller.
We have to hold on. I have to answer.
917-5263. Oh, you know, I'm off my game.
That's
today.
The problem.
Hold on. You got to stop the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I got to pause my thing.
Hold on one second.
Hold on, caller.
I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't I do that before?
Wait. I don't know how to do that. All right. How do I push pause?
You can't put pause.
Hold on a minute. No, on the show. I got to close it out. Hold on a minute.
All right. Give us a call. 631.
No, he's on. All right. Are you still there, caller?
Yes, I'm still here.
Who do we got?
That's John Frith.
I know.
This is John Frith.
John, you're killing me with these texts, by the way.
I wanted to give you my input on the new Harleys. I saw the videos that Chris had of them today.
Right.
On Facebook.
Right.
You know, I just don't get what they're thinking. We don't need all that computer stuff on a motorcycle.
No. I want to be able to fix it.
What I think is going to happen is all the bikes that are out there, like, for instance, I just bought that 03 Ultra Classic at a really cheap price. I think next year you watch and see the older bikes that are flooded the market that are in everybody's garage just sitting. I think the prices are going to go up. The older guys are going to start buying them, saying, the hell with these computers, the hell with all this other crap you got on the motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's going to happen. Because I already talked to some guys in Sturgis, everyone's disappointed with this electronic throttles and, you know, the computers and stuff like that, and then, you know,
it's all taking the fuel away.
You can't fix it yourself.
I don't know if you can hear him.
No, I guess not.
John, can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you guys. I've been talking.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
No, I didn't know if you could hear Randy.
Say what you're saying, Randy.
All this stuff with the throttle and everything, it's just taking all the feel away from what a motorcycle used to be. I mean, that was the reason why we got on.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
John.
No, I did not hear that.
He didn't hear Randy.
Yeah, everybody else hears me, right? You guys hear me?
We hear you. You hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, he's fucking with you.
Don't fuck with us. Damn it, Prue. You have no idea. I had a huge anxiety attack.
You're giving Mama some serious conniptions right now.
I'm going to unplug you from my hole, young man.
Wow.
Okay.
Seriously.
Oh.
So anyway, we totally agree with you 100%. I mean, what's the fun? You know, you're taking with electronics and everything else. I have a hard enough time changing my own oil. But at least I like to be able to know old school stuff, that if I flood my spark plugs, that I could pop them out and sand them down with a nail file and throw them back in and get to where I got to go so Randy can fix my motorcycle. You know what I mean? You can't do that. I can't do that with the new shit. So, whatever.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, it's just, I think it's gotten pretty much out of control that whoever the engineers are at these companies are going, oh, let's add a computer and let's do this and do that. And, you know, my dad, he owned a race car business in Daytona, and he totally hated them. And he went and bought a Rolls Royce for some reason, nobody knows why, but the computer broke. That computer cost him $6,000.
Wow. Right, exactly. So if the computer breaks.
So he said he was going to tear that motor and everything out, which was a BMW motor, and he was going to put a big block Chevy in that car. He said, you know, the hell with this. you know. So yeah. Then, you know, of course, well, he didn't get to do that, but I was going to do it, and then I ended up, we got rid of the car. But
right.
No, there's no call for these motorcycles to be all electronics and, you know, all the crap they got in.
What's the term they use? Keep it simple.
Well,
stupid.
Well, Harleys are even worse because the ECMs in them are married to the bike. You can't just go out and buy another ECM and plug it in. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Okay. The only way it could be done is through a dealer. That if your ECM goes bad, it almost totals the bike.
Yeah.
So you can have a $30,000 bike, the computer goes bad, and it totals the bike.
Right.
That's
out of hand.
It does. It makes no sense.
No.
It absolutely makes no sense. And with the stock the way it is right now with Harley Davidson and losing sales and closing a plant and firing people left and right, what the hell?
They don't have a lot of choice, though. That I have to be fair with that. They don't have a lot of choice because the federal government is telling them they have to meet certain standards. And the only way you can meet certain standards is through this way.
Right.
And so they're kind of in a catch-22 kind of thing, okay? Although I think it could be done a lot simpler than it's done. I mean, that's in my opinion.
I agree with you.
I don't think it has to be quite as complicated as it is.
Well, John, yep. Frewmaster.
The Frewmaster. He'll be back in a few minutes.
You're so cute. Thank you for your opinion because it does matter.
Yes, John. Thank you.
And we care about you, and I miss you. And we'll see you soon.
Yes.
I hope.
John, are you going to be at the Camel City Bike Fest?
No. Why would you go there?
Where?
You're going to.
Camel City.
In Winston-Salem,
hey,
North Carolina.
You never know where I'm going to show up.
Oh, God.
That's the scary part of this whole thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
No, you know what? Next weekend, I am going to be. I don't know.
Randy,
I'm going to be next weekend at Geneva on the Lake.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Up by Cleveland for next weekend. Then after that, I will be in Daytona for Biketoberfest.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Be down there doing some stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll see
yeah.
you.
We'll be having
be
a
awesome.
Great old time down there, boy.
But we have to make a phone call because there's certain people that aren't up as late as us.
Right.
So we want to give him a buzz. If you don't mind, I'm going to be rude and say, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
In a loving, loving way.
Later.
Love you, John.
Yes. And other people that want to give us a call after we make the phone call, it's 877-917-5263. Okay. So you want to.
I'm unplugging. Hold on.
Yeah, do the honors here.
Wait. Before. Hold on. I do that. I have to get back on where I was because I'm. And if you do call. You're unplugged, so
yeah.
We will
don't call yet. We're making
don't
a,
call yet. We're
a very important
phone
call. Phone
call.
There you go.
Hold on.
Do your thing.
I have to do my thing.
Do your
She's
thing.
Doing her thing.
I'm doing my thing.
Do we have to watch you do that?
Right. Anyway,
doing my thing.
I'm not happy with those new bikes at all. So
yeah,
I almost feel forced.
I'm just truly unhappy that they took the best bike out of the lineup.
Yeah, you know what you they know? Should do?
Well,
I mean,
I like the
my here's my opinion. My
Dyna was
opinion.
The best bike they had. The best handling bike.
The
best
balanced
bike, just the better
Randy,
bike.
Randy, did we just say the same thing at the same time?
Uh-oh, man, you might be getting late tonight.
No, not really.
No, let's not go there.
No, let's not go there.
No fraternizing.
My idea.
No fraternizing with the show.
No, but I'm a chick like Ida Valenti. She's out there on her DX650 and all that stuff, and she can fix her bike on the fly.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's other women out there.
Absolutely.
That are builders.
Right.
You know, Dave Perowitz's daughter, Jody.
Sure.
Yeah. She races motorcycles on the salt flats. Oh. God freaking damn it.
Answer it.
I have to answer.
You?
Hold on. Somebody's calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
I accept this
Hello,
call.
You're on the air. Who do we got?
Where is my Mama Mayhem?
Oh,
at?
Man. You just made her all sticky to the seat. Oh, jeez.
Mama Mayhem's right here.
What's
Hello,
happening,
Mama. Brother?
Hi.
What's going on, y'all?
Oh, God, it's Justice Colt. Oh, my God. Yeah. Justice Colt band.
Justice Colt.
All right. I interrupted my call. We're still on the right time frame.
Somebody videotape this.
I need a wet nap or something.
Oh, yeah, something.
You need a wet nap.
You need a wet rug. What's happening, brother? What's going on?
More like a dry nap.
Not much, man. I just wanted to call in just to say hey to y'all because I hadn't called in a while, and I saw the show was on, and I've been crazy busy with a lot of stuff and just wanted to just say hey to everybody.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Always glad to hear from you, man.
I love listening to your voice. You made my Monday night so much better.
She's quivering.
She's stuck to the seat, but it's better.
She's quivering.
This phone is vibrating, not me.
You sure it's the phone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you sure it's not you vibrating?
No, I think it's her. It's you through the airways.
Oh my God.
I'm just wondering where that cable's going.
You don't have to know. Like I said, John, it's a plug-in. Never mind.
It's in the
hole. Oh, my goodness. We're excited.
It only goes off when I call, though, y'all. You got to understand
that.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yes.
But we're excited with you, Justice. You're going to be performing at the Tennessee Bike Fest September 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
With Geneva.
Yep. And we're playing Wednesday night. We are the Wednesday night headliner. The first night, we're the first band to play.
Nice.
And we're gonna rock it out all night. So I really am looking forward to finally getting to meet y'all.
Yay.
And everything. And
don't worry about my pizza oven. I'm just gonna bring pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. I've not been able to get that put together.
That's all right.
Has been crazy busy. Just haven't been able to find one.
I know. I figured somebody might have had a pizza oven that they were getting rid of or going out of business or something.
Because,
you know, I know how to make pizza. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And oh, I was going to bring all the pizza dough and cheese from New York and the sauce and everything and put it all together. But I'm just going to bring New York pizza with me.
Okay.
And that's it. And that works.
I'm going to eat ribs. That's all I'm going to do.
Huh?
I'm going to eat ribs.
With a fork, Justice.
That's right.
Ribs with a fork. Is there a way to lynch this man when we get there? Because seriously,
I've seen him on video. He's a big dude. I don't think the ropes. We'd have to get a really, really big rope to lynch him.
Yeah,
it is possible.
I got a better idea. We can hog tie him so he has to eat with his mouth. Because if his hands are tied behind his back, he can't use a fork now.
No, I can't even believe he that was blasphemy. Pure blasphemy. He said he was going to use a fork on some ribs. I'm like, man, if you lost your mind, is wrong with you?
That's like not belching. A Japanese cuisine or something?
You're a dollar short when it comes to Johnny losing his mind.
Yeah.
No,
he
that's
lost that
true.
Trust me, I'll be
indulging in some ribs like that.
He's already bought that giant pack of forks from Sam's Club.
That's right.
3,000.
I'm ready.
Dude, you don't understand. He eats ribs, pizza, everything's with a fork. Dude, get your hands dirty and eat.
He belongs.
What kind of hell is that? How can you enjoy good food if you don't use your hands?
I use my hands. These guys are lying.
As Dawn's over there going,
No, listen.
Yeah, you know this Dawn's very quiet right now.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But that's how they eat food in London, England, by the way. They eat everything, including at the American Hamburger joint, because I know this because I've been there. They serve it like an open sandwich, an American hamburger with a knife and fork. They serve pizza with a knife and fork. So maybe you should move to London.
Yeah, it souns like he's got a little too much English in him.
He's going to have a lot of English in him.
Yeah.
He needs to get some good old down-home Southern cooking, and he'll change his ways.
I can't wait for that, man. I cannot wait for some Southern cooking.
You know what's going to happen now? He's just going to stick his face in all the vegetables and all the corn and everything. He's going to, using no fork.
That's right.
That's right. No, he's not.
They were like, give that man a fork. He's eating like a pig over there.
I was like, nah, you don't need no dang fork. Forks are overrated.
Yeah, that's true. I'm checking out other stuff. But thank you, darling, for calling in and making my night.
Yes,
you know,
man.
I love your voice.
Always welcome.
Oh, love you guys, too. And I just wanted to call and just, you know, give a shout-out to y'all and a shout-out to Tennessee, all the folks coming to the Tennessee Bike Fest.
Uh-huh.
Y'all are going to love it. We're going to have a hell of a show.
Cannot wait.
And really looking forward to actually getting to meet y'all face-to-face and giving Mama Bear there a big old hug. Big old Tennessee boy hug.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to love that.
Jeez.
Now, but you can't tell your husband.
No, I won't say nothing.
You got to bring a lot of rags and tissues and shit because you're going to be stuck to the floor.
It's all right.
They make hay bales and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Whatever.
Guys be good.
All right.
I'm going to get off here and practice some more guitar, get ready, and make set lists. So we'll talk to y'all soon. You
right,
guys,
Jason.
Be safe.
Yeah. Take care. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Be well.
Take care.
All right. So now how do I end that call? Now I got to dial the phone number again?
No.
Did
you do anything? Yeah, you got to dial again.
Ah, shit. All right. Sorry. Hold on. I got... Don't anybody call the hotline.
I just want to say that Russell over here posted that his son ordered lasagna in Ireland and it came with French fries.
What? Wow. What? Okay. All right. I mean, I mean, I'd still eat that shit.
But, with a fork.
Of course.
All right, folks. We're giving... All right, I'm calling the owner of Sin City Cycles right now.
Sin City Cycles.
Bada bing, bada bing, bada ring. And just everybody be extremely nice. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I hope this works. Oh, there we go.
I think when it comes to being nice, we have to talk
take it away,
you
Mama.
First.
It's all yours.
Yeah, well, you can ask questions.
Hello.
Hi, Greg. It's Mama from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You are live on the air.
How cool is that?
I know. It's pretty cool. How are you doing today, this lovely Monday?
I'm doing great. We're just recovering from a 30-year anniversary party yesterday.
That's fabulous. Congratulations,
congratulations
on that.
Congratulations on that, yes.
Yeah.
Is that not,
30 years is a big thing.
Yeah, it's huge. Why don't you let everybody know who's listening right now about your event and about Sin City Cycles?
Okay, well, we're established in 1987 in Lynn, and where Lynn is always known for Lynn, the city of sin, it made perfect sense that we would have Sin City Cycles.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes there's some confusion with Sin City because of Las Vegas, but actually Lynn is the first Sin City, if you Google it and look it up.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it made perfect sense to start off with Sin City Cycles, and we started with a little clothing store with Pops. And eventually, about a year later, we opened up a pretty good-sized repair shop and started selling used bikes.
Okay.
And it just thrived. At the time, Lynn had the most registered motorcycles in Massachusetts, and we were the only bike shop in town.
Oh, wow.
So our clothing line just took off because it was... the town, the city, everybody embraced the name to no end. So we've been going now for about 30 years. We've had some lean times like most companies that have been in business for a lot of time. I went away for a little while.
Right.
And it hurt the business, but my family picked up the slack. They took the business, they kept it going, they kept doing the shows. We went to a smaller store and we closed our repair shop and just sold used bikes and clothing. And it's quite a venture, you know what I mean? It's a staple in this area, Sin City Cycles. I don't think you can go down any street in town or go through any town without seeing one of our shirts at some point.
Right. Nice. that's great branding and trademarking right there. And you are the one that designed your clothing line, correct?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a website people can go on and take a look at, sincitycycle.com, and we also have an online store. We have two brick-and-mortar buildings. We have one in Lynn at, excuse me, it's
okay.
So that's
all right.
At 14 Mount Vernon Street in Lynn, and we have one at 352 Central Street in Saugus.
Okay.
They're both pretty cool stores. You know, we carry everything from sunglasses, to pins, to stickers, to shirts, to hats, to bandanas, bomber jackets, women's clothes, yoga pants, burnout shirts for the girls, tank tops, workout wear for the guys. You know, we're just really trying to have a good time and make a living at the same time.
And you do a great job, considering, like, you are in business for 30 years, but you also... you do a Christmas charity event every year, too. I know we're talking about Christmas.
Sin City Cycles is very involved with the community. We do events, an event for the military, usually in the summer. Last year, we raised $10,000 to put up monuments in downtown Saugus to recognize the Vietnam War and the war on global terrorism.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And there's a big... there's a big wounded vets run that goes through our town with about 6,000-7,000 bikes. We raised about $14,000 for them the year before.
Beautiful.
So we could buy ramps for a disabled vet.
Oh, that's really
great. We do a breast cancer awareness ball every November, the first week in November.
Okay.
And what we do is we adopt girls. We'll take like 6, 7, 8 girls and they can come to us with their immediate bills, rent, lights, phones, things to that effect. We give them as much money as we can. They bring us back the receipts, and we try to help them for 4 or 5 months till they get back on their feet, because anybody that's been through that knows your insurance will cover your medicals. But once you fall behind on your bills, you never really get back on your feet, you know?
Yeah, I know that as well. That's a beautiful thing that you do.
Yeah, and Lynn is known, it's a city. You know what I mean? It's literally a city, and it has a lot of low-income people. So what we do is we do a Christmas for kids, and we set up an adoption so people can adopt families, and we collect gifts, and we do a big ball. Usually the second week of December, and I would love to have you come to it.
Oh, we would love to.
Last year we did 450 kids and 100 families.
Wow.
And each kid gets 2 50-gallon trash bags of presents.
Wow.
Because we want them to have a Christmas that they may never have again because they've never had before.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's fabulous. And
we have a wrapping party at the event where the adopted people sit down, take a table and stand next to the people they adopted, and they wrap their gifts that night. The people that adopt the family are only responsible for the clothes. We supply all the presents. But it gives the mother a chance to wrap her child's gifts and be part of it.
Yeah.
And the people that donated a chance to meet the mother. We had one incident a couple of years ago where a lawyer from Martha's Vineyard was one of the adopters.
Okay.
She worked with this girl and found out that the girl was out of college because of her breast cancer. And she paid her tuition for the next 2 semesters.
That's beautiful.
On top of it.
Oh, wow.
That is unbelievable. That really is.
You know, it's so great that you do all of that. There's so many people out there. I never knew all that. I knew about some of your charitable work, but I didn't know to the extent that of what you do and the impact that you have made on so many lives throughout the years. Wow. And I got to give you a lot of credit for that, Greg. That's a beautiful thing. My heart is like melting.
So what we do is we're fortunate enough to be very well known. And it's not that we're making a lot of money. I won't even try to put that out there. We work week to week. But when we're very well known, we use that to the advantage of the public, to the community, because, you know, we grew up in the community. So we see these kids. You see these kids cold on the side of the road with runny noses in the winter with no coats on. You just want to give them a coat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we want people to embrace the biker lifestyle. So you have a lot of different ethnicities come to these party and people we help, blacks, Spanish, whites, so on and so forth. And they see that bikers aren't bad people. Yep. Because, you know, sometimes there's a certain mystique that comes with the biker culture.
Right.
And these kids will grow up for the rest of their lives knowing that bikers are actually good people.
Yeah.
They care about people, you know.
And that's a good thing. And we do it, you know, we have a toy run we do also here on Long Island, and I'm sure other states do it. And like we've always said on this show,
in multiple aspects,
it's a two-wheel thing, man. If we live the lifestyle, we don't judge, we give back. Everybody does what they can, no matter how little or how big. But when you touch one person's life, it means the world to them. What you have done and are still doing in the 30 years that you've been doing this, it's a fabulous thing. I wouldn't be surprised if you were elected the mayor of Lynn, Massachusetts. I would move to Massachusetts just so I could vote for you.
Exactly. Well, just so you know, that with the Christmas for Kids, the first thing we do is we get a hold of all the amputees and veterans in the area.
Okay.
We try to service them first, people that can't really provide for their families that have fought for our country and things to that effect. And with them, we actually give them all $100 a piece so that they can buy a dinner to go with it.
Wow.
We have a lot of people that just donate food cards. So every family, we do our best to give a food card to also so they get food. Mm-hmm. And we're tied in with a local pantry, Pastor Rick in one of the churches in our area. So we make sure that everybody has a Christmas, a turkey, or a ham, or something to that effect as well, because you want to smell food in your house Christmas at least once, you know, when you're opening your gifts. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to have the whole package one time, you know.
That's a great feeling. It really is. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to be, as soon as you get me that information, we'll start sharing it with everyone. And,
oh, sure. You could even do the show live from there some night if you'd like.
Sure.
That would be fantastic.
From one of the events.
Yeah, we would love to do that.
That would be fantastic.
We would definitely love to do that because we want people to see
what you're doing.
What you're doing and the folks that come out for this. As long as everybody's okay with being on camera, we'll just point the camera in one direction, and whoever wants to be on camera can be on camera, and whoever doesn't, you know.
That's the best way.
Yeah, always.
But as far as Sin City Cyclists, I'd like everybody to know that we buy and sell used bikes, and we try to get people on motorcycles for under $10,000.
Oh, nice.
We don't do any financing, but we'll work with you. We take trades.
Okay.
And, that's a lot of fun. The bike business is tricky because Harley-Davidson has completely flooded the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the used bike business isn't quite what it was, but really we cherry pick our bikes. We only have bikes that are in really good shape and, that we stand behind our used bikes is what I guess I'm saying.
Oh, okay. That's awesome, well, man. That's good. That's good. You'd be surprised. I think with what Harley-Davidson just come out with, I think people are going to be looking for those used bikes.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the new
bikes? Yeah, well, they eliminated the Dyna.
Yeah. I know, and it's so sad.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
That was even crazy. That's just as crazy as when they eliminated the FXR.
I know, right?
One of the best bikes they made. You know, I still drive my shovel head I've had for 40 years. I used to ride. I rode it to high school,
wow.
And I drive it. And I get a. I was the only kid in my high school that rode a bike to school.
So, you were the cool kid.
Yeah, so I would take it out at lunchtime, and it was right next to the highway, and I would rip down the highway, and everybody would stand at the fence and watch, and I'd go by about 100 miles an hour.
Oh, awesome.
Get back to the school to have the vice principal waiting for me in the parking lot. You know?
Young man, what do you think you're doing?
Going to class.
Yeah, sometimes they just shook their head and went back in because they seen there was really no hope. You know?
No. No. That's great. I think that's fabulous. I just posted the link to your website so folks can see the motorcycle gear, the apparel. We have quite a few people on the feed right now.
Yeah.
And we'll keep sharing your stuff, Greg.
Oh,
I really appreciate it. And you know, if every once in a while I make it up to the Massachusetts area, I might just pop in and say hi and surprise you. You know,
well, you know that everybody's welcome to go on Greg Dolmy on Instagram,
Dolmy,
and they can check out my Facebook site's public if anybody wants to just breeze through it. And if you go to my Facebook page, you can actually hook on to the Christmas for Kids and the Breast Cancer Awareness Ball.
Yeah. Okay.
You can read about the previous ones and see pictures from them. They're really festive. They're really great times because people come there with their heart open. You know what I mean? It's not a mandatory thing. You don't pay to get into the Christmas for Kids. You bring a present. Right. You know what I mean? It's one of those things, you know, and when we do the charity for the breast cancer, we have so many raffles that are so cool that the excitement of the raffles for a couple hours is hilarious. It's like watching older people play bingo. Or something. I got it! I got it!
Oh, yeah, that's always fantastic.
That's
fabulous.
But we have such generous people. We had one guy donate a $1,000 paint job for somebody's house. We have people donate paint jobs for motorcycles, things to that effect. Just to be raffled, you know.
I'm all goosebumpy right now.
Right? That's so
awesome, I got the chills with everything that you're telling me that you do. I think that's fabulous. I really do. We'll keep sharing all your stuff and I'll keep texting you back and forth and we'll see what else we can do together.
Yes.
Definitely interested in doing a live show from Sin City Cycles.
Yes.
So before the winter. Because I don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle, so I know winters and
I
mass.
Got one.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, winters in Boston are winters.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I know. God, yeah. Okay, but we'll be seeing you real soon. By any chance, would you be coming down to New York on September 16th for Indian Larry Block Party? Because we're going to be.
I don't think I'll be able to leave the state. Actually.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you're busy then. And that is fine, but we'll definitely try and visit you.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Okay, well, this was a lot of fun, and maybe I'll come back on again. And like I say, if anybody wants to come in and visit and say hello and check out our website, we're excited about that.
Yeah. Excellent. Us too. Yeah, thank you so much.
You can call us anytime you want, or put anything on our website you want on our page. You
can
post
always share it. You can
share
always
away.
Tag it with us, or have one of the grandkids show you how to tag us in a post.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. As you were saying that, my skin was like, oh, boy.
I know. Listen, we have a few people that it's hard to adjust. Listen, I have problems, and I deal with the Internet all the time. So, yeah, ask the grandkids to help you. They'll show you how to do it. And that'd be great. And we'll get the word out, no problem. So.
All right. Well, you guys are a lot of fun, and thank you for calling, and thank you for having me on the show, and I'll be in touch with you soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
All
right, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Don't call him back just yet. That guy, the other call.
I won't.
I have to do something really quick. So, again, that was Greg. Thank you so much for allowing us to call you from Sin City Cycles.
Yep.
Amazing man. But somebody's on the feed that is watching me, and I haven't seen him in a while. Bruce, I love you too. Hi. Just giving a shout out to a very special man in down south.
Is that so?
Not that way. He was my ex-stepfather. I don't know what to say. You're a stepfather, ex, I don't, you know.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Yeah, he's family. God fucking damn it.
Oh, my God.
Just got all serious on that.
My God. Really,
thank you for
really
watching the show
judging.
And the Gavons.
You know.
Hey, let me tell you something. This guy rides. So, and he's a cool dude.
I was not judging.
He actually laid down his bike one time to avoid hitting a school bus or something or whatever it is. He actually, I don't know what the hell happened, but yeah, he did some damage.
Wow.
But he's got all his limbs and he's walking, talking, and breathing.
Hey, look, you're singing to the choir. I belong to the Crash Club. And I still got all my fingers and toes.
Me too. I've been there.
We're running behind schedule, boys and girls. So.
Oh, Johnny, he's got to make a phone call.
We must make a phone call. And now.
Thanks for calling Strip Club Shoppers.
You got slammed. I got slammed. Denied!
Hold on. I know what the problem is.
Yeah. Thanks for calling Strip Club Shoppers.
That you keep dialing, that's the problem.
I'll give him a second. Hold on. That was Strip Club Choppers, by the way.
Really?
Speaking of which.
No, you're right. Club,
hey, I want to welcome our newest sponsor. Da-da-da-da!
Oh, here we go.
The Village Idiot of Patchogue.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I got to say something. Okay. All right.
Wait a minute.
Johnny, John, the phone's ringing. The Village calling right now, looking for you.
First of all,
the Village place, is looking for its idiot.
Place,
the place. It says it right on his shirt. Idiot.
The place is in the heart of Patchogue. Okay? They got a great big window seat in the front where you can hang out.
Just for Johnny.
And wait a minute. The food is fantastic.
And they let him eat with a fork.
I went there today.
Maureen gives him a fork.
Wait, I had to use a fork. So, hold on, I have an idea.
With soup.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I hope this is it.
Yeah, now I can talk. So anyway, so I go to the Village Idiot in Patchogue. And they asked me, hey, you want to get something to eat while you're here? So I said, all right, have some of those little macaroni and cheese bites, whatever. They're called wedges. So what happens is they come out with this plate.
No. Let him talk.
No.
They were like,
I want him to talk.
They were like three baseballs, okay? Like this. I couldn't believe the size of the food. And they were so good. I said, I'm going to eat one and take the other ones home. Well, I ate all three. All right?
Yes. Yes.
So basically what you're saying
is I'm a fat bastard.
Yes, you are.
You are.
And
am I, my mic's still off?
Yeah.
I
want
to say, don't eat all the profits.
He had 25 Mac balls.
This is not a barter. Food for freaking advertising. Please Johnny for free advertising. No,
the food is so good there.
Yeah, places.
And there's steak tidbits around the world. Go check them out. Go see Maureen. Or go see Leanne behind the bar. and tell them I sent you, and they'll say, so?
Goodbye. That's it. Maureen, how are you, my friend?
Check out the Village Idiot, man, in Patchogue.
Great place, man. Absolutely
great. What I got to do now is get the Village Idiot in 1940 together. Ah, the serving waits.
That's a nice pairing.
Let me tell you
that's
something.
That's a nice pairing.
Village Idiot.
Try Johnny again.
And Goodfellas cigars.
Yes. That too.
They got that nice outside seating area.
Thanks for calling Strip Club.
There you go.
You're going to have to wait for Johnny.
Yep.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why, do you want to text him maybe?
I am.
Okay. No. I'm being very nice. I'm trying to be very nice anyway. I'm looking at all the
things. You have 2 weeks to make up.
Oh my goodness, Jimmy Barnes, first time listening. Thank you. Catawba, North Carolina. I hope I said that right. I think that's great. I love our first-time listeners. You know, let us know how you heard about us. If you guys that are on here have friends or friends of friends, just share the feed. You know, tell them to like the page. Oh, guess who ordered new stickers?
Mama.
Yeah, and they have round helmet stickers now. And the 2-inch round size, so they're multi-use.
2-inch round?
That's
beautiful. 2-inch round, you know, this big.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
And
I can't wait
stick
to get
on
one.
Your helmet, and they make excellent pasties.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know.
I needed to know that.
I'm just saying. You never know. I might have to multitask one day, or if it gets too
hot. All
you
need is one.
I'm just trying to envision that for a minute there.
I
hold
only,
on.
No, but if I use two, then people think I actually have two of them.
Okay. Oh, you? I was just envisioning every girl wearing a Motorcycle Mayhem as pasties.
Well, I plan on taking photos of the young ladies at our events doing just that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like ladies, too.
Yeah, you can do it in the bedroom with us. With me.
No.
Stop. I'm still going through the list of people I want to see.
No. What list of people? Who wants
anyway,
to see?
You know what?
Me!
While we're waiting for Mr. Johnny Lang from Strip Club Choppers to call us back. Because he's all over the country doing bike events.
Mm-hmm. He's probably sitting back there listening to us laughing.
Say
like,
not
tonight.
He's making you sweat, Johnny.
Right? And by the way, we will be doing a live show from Biketoberfest from Strip Club Choppers. Okay, so if you're down there, come say hello. Come hang out. Buy me a beer or a rib or something.
No.
One rib.
No, just give him a fork.
Yeah. Come hang out with Johnny Lang and us.
That's the thing. That's going to be the thing of Biketober. People are going to walk up to you and just hand you fork.
That's right. Well, there better be food on the other end.
You know what?
It.
Everybody who runs into Johnny, give him a fork.
From your state. I know they have those little tiny forks and those spoons.
I love PA.
I love
Georgia.
Right. Give Johnny a fork.
And they'll sit in the back of his
state,
truck for 10 years.
You should have a fork collection.
That's true, right?
Oh, Dawn shaking her head like, they'd be in the back of his truck for 10 years.
He can put him inside all those Harley-Davidson shot glasses he buys.
That's right.
He does. He does have quite the collection.
I have a big collection of Harley-Davidson shot glasses.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody is interested in sending me one from your town, man, I'll take it. You know.
Well, where have you not been?
Oh, God. I've been everywhere. We've been up down to the whole south, southern coast. Of Florida and East Coast.
Have you been to Playa del Carmen?
Oh.
Not yet. But why? What's there?
That's Steel Horse Motorcycle Rentals.
Oh, man.
Guadalupe Martinez.
And Cowboy.
Playa del
Carmen.
Now that I got something off the back of my shoulders, I'm planning that trip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
that's going to
happen. Let us know how that is for you.
Yeah.
At least you'll finally get on a bike.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's a rental with insurance, and it's an open area with not a lot of traffic, so that's actually good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a good time, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time, I'm sure.
So.
No, Angie, he's not doing cigars tonight. He did that last Monday.
No cigars.
You missed the cigar point. You can.
Yeah.
You can always
get the ladies all excited once, you know.
I know. But you guys can always go back to previous shows and watch or listen if you go to our website, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com, and go to hit the listen live button, and you can hear all our previously recorded shows. Just push play and clean and vacuum and clean your bike, clean Johnny's bike.
Yes, my bike is a
make possessed. Johnny food while you're listening to the show.
Yeah, I don't
but
clean Johnny.
I'm going to give a quick shout out, all right?
Uh-huh.
This is a new guy, Michael T. Gerber. All right? He's from East Coast Harley Riders, man. Awesome group. And I'm giving him a shout-out because I noticed on their page they have a guy that makes his birdhouses, the Harley-Davidson houses for birds.
I want one.
And no, they're absolutely so cool-looking. So if anybody wants to buy one of those, you know, go to East Coast Harley Riders and check out Michael, and he'll help you out with that, I'm sure. Michael, if you're there, give us a call. All right?
Let me get this straight, Johnny. What? Birdhouses for birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're Harley Davidson ones.
They're made. They're Harley Davidson birds.
They're Harley. Yes. No. They're Harley birds.
No, they're Harley birds. No.
They're Harley birds.
I like the guys that make the custom mailboxes, the Harley Davidson. Oh.
Why?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, you did something, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
No, I need my wire, damn it.
He needs something to plug in a hole.
Yeah, cause we're going to go to commercial real quick.
Oh, yeah. All right, whatever. Yeah, but the Harley houses, those are really cute. Maybe I would like a Harley Davidson bat house.
A Harley Davidson bat house.
So then when you see the bats flying in.
That would be cool. The Harley Davidson emblem with a couple of holes for the bats are coming in there.
I had the Harley Davidson Christmas Village, and I lost that when I got divorced.
Oh, man.
I went to the ex-husband. I had that whole thing.
We'll be right back, ladies and gents.
Oh, I'm going to blow up my...
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Chopper's full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. You got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, GoodfellasCigarsNY.com.
I've been riding these long on roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? And also with those promos, 1940 Brewing Company. Out in Holbrook, New York, 1337 Lincoln Avenue. They are a Long Island brewing company that is fantastic. I love their beer. Whenever I get out there, I get out there. And so should you. Go check out their website at 1940brewery.com.
Yeah, and if you need something good to go with that, where should they head to? But Goodfellas Cigars.
We just played that though, but
yeah. But I just like it. I like to step on that because when you have a good cigar, a good beer, you know what, Johnny? Shove it up your ass.
There you go. Really? Rod's gone.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think you could grab a beer and walk into Goodfellas. I don't think
you can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you bring your own.
Oh, yeah? You're allowed to?
Yeah, absolutely. Bring your own stuff.
I didn't know
it's BYO.
Jeez.
whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you, know, you don't realize that?
I can bring a bottle of wine,
you
too.
You can bring
right?
anything you want. You can...
If I walk into my supermarket, crack a beer, everybody's all over me.
Well, you're in the wrong place.
Well, you got to do it like, you know, put the coffee cup in like all the other housewives do.
I have my travel bags for alcoholic beverages.
Now, I understand that, but I'm just saying, everybody's talking not like, you know, you just walk into Goodfellas and crack a beer.
Yeah.
You know,
grab a stick, sit down, open up a beer.
I didn't know that.
That's a beautiful thing.
You walk into any other place and crack a beer and they're all over you.
No, mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful
America at its finest.
But anyway, if anybody else has any good stories they want to share with us, how they feel about the new Harley-Davidson motorcycles, or anything good like that, give us a shout at 877-917-5263. Johnny Lang's probably very busy right now, so we'll wait for him to call us back. But I know we're going to have Kim Roden call in from Carolina Bikers in a couple of minutes.
Cool.
And see what she has to say. And,
am I allowed to talk to her?
Yeah, she's pretty awesome, actually. She's like, you know, she's running that group fantastic. So everything is going real good right
now. She's hysterical. Those videos she does crack me up.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet everybody out in North Carolina. Hanging out with Biker Trash Nation, hanging out with the Carolina Bikers, and whoever else is going to be there.
12 days, man.
12 days.
And then the following Saturday, where are we going to be?
We're going to be in Brooklyn.
Where?
We are going to be at Indian Larry's Block Party. The
Grease Monkey Block Party. That is correct, Amundo.
That's right. And the following Saturday after that, Rod?
We'll be in to Nashville, Tennessee.
No, we won't.
No, Memphis. No, no,
ah. No, 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 no. Nope.
I can't even think. I'm so pissed.
Thunder on the Rock Place area. Yes. Tennessee Bike Fest.
Tennessee.
TNBikeFest.com.
And who's going to be there?
Geneva.
And what did Geneva do for us?
She made our intro jingle.
No, and that's such a great song, too.
I know. The Geneva Keane Band. You guys got to go check it out. That is our theme song. We actually have a freaking theme song.
Yes, we do. Here we do.
877-917-5263.
Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. It's a two-wheel thing.
All right. So, all right. Which one of us four idiots has tried to make that a ringtone?
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
I think that's so cool.
But it is great. I just can't figure out how to do a ringtone yet.
Did anybody thank Kip Kotler for sharing all our stuff?
Well, I think we didn't get there yet because we got a lot of people to thank, like David Hayes.
Kip is probably busy right now.
Kip.
Last I looked, he was, I don't know, he's moving his shop from the...
We have a caller calling in. Hold on a minute.
Uh-oh. Plug in.
I got to plug in.
Put that thing in the hole.
Whoa.
Did you mute the show?
She just shocked us.
Hello, you.
Hold on.
Well, I think we didn't get there.
You gotta I know. I will. Just a second.
Kip is probably busy right now.
Kip.
I got to close this.
Okay.
What the hell happened?
You fired this engineer.
Return to discard. I have to discard. Hang on, caller. I have to enter the thing. Are you there? Call a person, whoever's calling.
I'm here.
Is that Kim?
Yes. Hello. We're on the air. Who do we got?
You got Kim.
All right, hold on. I'm just raising up your volume there, darling. Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how are you all today?
We're doing great, Kim. How are you doing? Oh, wait.
I'm doing good. There's one thing I need to say. Johnny Rizzo better bring me a pizza, a New York pizza from Little Vincent's Pizza Parlor in Huntington.
That's my hometown pizzeria, man.
She knows it. She lives here. She's lived here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Little Vince has been there a long time.
They've got one problem with that, though, Kim. There's no way in hell I'm going in to buy pizza and walking out without eating it before I turn it in the mouth.
Yeah, right, they don't ever make it there.
Come on now. I'm going to you, damn it.
So, Kim, what high school did you go to?
I was a patron in
Ronkonkoma. Oh, okay. So when you said she was from Huntington, I thought maybe she went to Huntington High School like I did.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I grew up in Oyster Bay until I was about, I think, 10, and then moved out to the Port Jefferson Beach area, and I, you know, lived there all my life up until 4 years ago, and then I moved here.
Right.
And it's been the best move I ever made. I mean, the bike community here is awesome.
Wow.
You
never know.
Really awesome. And that David Hayes, let me tell you something. He's a good man. And, you know, he put me in touch with Carolina Bikers. And you know what? I've met the best people in the world since I've been here.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
I can hear it in your voice.
It's fantastic here. It really is.
You sound so happy. Well, you don't sound like somebody from New York. Are you, seriously.
Yeah, this is the happiest, honestly, I think I've ever met. I'm telling you, the nicest people. I mean, there's nothing that they don't do for you here. And it's just an incredible life. And like I said, it's just, it's the best choice I made. And I can't wait to meet you guys when you come to Camel City. And, you know, you guys come over and visit my friend Sherry. I'm going to be working for her that day. We're going to be selling jewelry. It's called One Badass Biker Chick. And her jewelry's awesome. Impeccable. Everything.
I think One Badass Biker Chick would be an awesome sponsor for us.
What?
Oh, yeah.
One Badass Biker Chick.
Yeah, okay.
It's really good. And I just want to say thank you to Johnny. He's been a real sweetheart. We can talk him back and forth. And he's an awesome guy. You guys are all awesome. But he's just really a kind-hearted man.
Oh, you're making me blush. Stop.
Thank you, Kim. You're so cute.
Oh, keep going. No. You're making me blush. Keep going.
And let me tell you something. You're not the only one. I believe it or not, I ate wings with a fork. Somebody made me eat them with my fingers, and I had barbecue sauce all over my face. And boy, it was worth it.
But she said she ate them with a fork. You're not the only one that eats them.
I'm not the only
one. You guys can then eat under the tent by yourself away from everybody else. You can have it.
No, I promise. I eat them with my fingers now, though.
Oh, okay. You have to show them how to. You're going to have to show them how to do it.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I will.
Yeah, you have to show them how to do it.
I'll show them how to do it. I have to say, though, you guys run a great show and everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are just awesome. I even told my daughter, like and hit, get all your college friends. I want them on, and I want them listening. I think if you don't, all those bikers are going to come there and kick your asses.
That's pretty funny. Oh,
now my daughter's like, oh, my God.
Excellent. And you run a great group down there. You run. Tell us a little bit about the Carolina Bikers.
We try to do benefits, and we post a lot of stuff. I've been getting out there a lot more now. I'm going to benefits, and I'm doing live videos for Carolina Bikers, and we're getting out there, and I'm getting out there more because me and my girlfriend, she's another administrator, and me and her both, obviously, we have kids, so now I don't have my daughter anymore, so we're going to be doing a lot more. You guys are going to see what we're going to be doing out there, but there is something that I haven't run by Davey yet, and I'm going to. We're thinking about, me and this one girl, Sherry, thinking about trying to get a benefit together for single moms who can't afford things for their children that are going to college or regular school, because you got all these benefits for people with cancer and people, you know, they can't cover their funeral expenses, but you also have moms out there that work their asses off just to survive, and they still can't get things for their kids. And we're kind of thinking that might be an idea run out there for people.
Definitely. That's awesome.
That's a great idea. It is. Let us know when you guys get that all together, and we'll share the info for sure, Kim.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
It's, you know, like I said, I'm going to run it by David and see what he has to say about it, but I'm sure he won't have a problem with that. And it's like, you know, it's just things that we're thinking of doing that are different. It, you know, even for single fathers, because you know, there's a lot of single fathers and biker fathers out here in North Carolina. But I'm telling you, I am so impressed. I've never heard of it in Long Island. A majority of the men here are raising their children because either the wife left or the wife has problems. And that's Long Island. You don't probably see like that. And it's so awesome, you know. It's like I said, it's just awesome. And me and her were thinking about trying to do something to help these people and their children, because I just feel that's what needs to be done.
That's fantastic, Kim. That really is. And we'll share that with you, definitely.
Yep, well, no definitely doubt. Let us know when you get that up, and we'll definitely share that info.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, like I said, we're going to be working on it. But, you know, Carolina Bikers, they're an awesome group. I mean, everybody is just so sweet to each other. You know, we have our dickheads, but we also have really good people. And, yeah, I have no filter. I say what I feel.
That's all right. We like your no filter, Kim. No, that's fine. Good. Yeah, I can't wait to meet you and everybody else down.
That makes it just fine with us.
Yes.
It's fine. I can't wait to meet you in person.
I can't wait to meet you guys either. I mean, it's so nice. It's like every time I go to an event or something, it's like people come up to me and they're like, oh, you're so cool. We love your post. And it's funny because like people that know me, when they hear me say motherfucker, they freak out because they're like, we love the way you say it. You sound like the girl from the rock.
Oh my gosh, you said motherfucker.
Motherfucker? What?
Said the F
I don't talk that way. I'm a good boy.
I will never speak to you ever again. Oh my god.
I'm telling you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Cut it out. Let them. Jeez.
No, I'm joking.
You know,
I love you, Kim. No, I was just joking.
They just love the New York accent. I can't wait for you guys to come because we're going to have a blast. I
mean, New York, yeah.
New York in the house.
Who's got a New York accent?
You know it, kiddo.
But you know what, Kim? We are really looking forward to coming down there to meet you and everybody else that's going to be down there.
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to meeting you, too. My daughter's even looking forward to it. I told her she can come because she's 18 now, so I want to hang out with her.
Oh, cool.
Well, hide her eyes when the guys get on the stage for the pinup contest,
yes,
please.
Guys. Guy over there.
Guys, both of them, you're both going
to
lose.
Yeah,
so
the who?
It's it. It's already fixed. It's a fixed contest. It's fixed. They both losing.
John, you better do a pin-up for us. If you don't pin-up for us, I will never speak to you again. You hear me?
Boy.
That's
wait
awesome.
A minute, wait a minute. I didn't catch that. What was that?
What about Ron?
I said I want you to be a pin-up model. If you don't be a pin-up model for us North Carolinas, I am going to have to beat your ass.
Sweetheart, you're not a North Carolinian. You're a true diehard New Yorker. Sorry to tell you that.
Yes, you're right, and I always will be one. You're 100% right, but I have to admit I'm a damn Yankee now. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, Kim, listen, thank you for calling the show.
Good God, she's going
to
shoot
you're us. You're always welcome to call the show. Mm-hmm. You're
and
a friend of the show.
You guys, I'll see you guys very soon.
Yes, you will.
Whatever you
will.
Want.
Okay, Kim. So
thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, hon. Bye, guys.
Bye, bye.
All right, now I hit the end button, right?
Yep.
Hit end and yeah. Right, unplug. All right. So there was a thing that was so cool. I didn't realize she was from. Ouch! Oh, that was in my ears. I didn't realize that she was from.
Yeah, she's from the island.
From here, I had no yeah. idea.
Her one of her uncles actually works.
Oh, Wayne Penix is calling.
Oh
boy!
You need this.
Hello, you're on the air. What's up, Wayne?
What's happening, guys? I just happened to get a chance to jump on there, and I heard the young lady with the strong New York accent talking about the pinup.
Yeah.
So the first lady has bought part of your outfit.
Okay, Rod. Nice.
Psyched. Psyched.
Yes.
Oh,
I
my God.
So psyched.
Excellent.
Oh, I can't wait.
I was watching his live things today. I was watching a whole bunch of them.
Wayne, I can't wait. Oh, my God. I am super excited.
It is going to be legendary.
Legendary. Legendary.
Oh, my God. Oh. I am bringing my big guns, my camera.
Oh, my God.
I am not missing any of this at all.
Johnny, either you or Rod need to make sure you do me one favor.
What's that?
Manscaped.
You hear that, Rod?
Oh, wait. I know this Asian,
no, I'm not.
I know this Asian chick, and we can do it in like 2 seconds with the waxing.
Oh, gold.
Sheets, no. Man. Woo, yeah.
I don't know.
Bad.
You're going to rip it off. Rip it off.
I got to get to the gym tonight.
You want to feel
take
something?
Take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys better stop. You got 12 days, both of you, to lose your weight.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of time,
that's
man.
That's it. You got 12 days because we're weighing in. I'll tell you right now, Wayne actually is in this contest, and you guys don't know it. And if he lost more weight than you all...
Oh, we don't know that.
You're both getting that out.
Wait a minute. This guy had surgical procedures done. Who knows what they took out of
him? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I had a little wrench thrown in my works when I had the heart surgery, so I had to stop all that stuff. I haven't been able to do anything but
you already lost a lot more weight than these guys have right now.
They haven't lost anything?
No.
Yes. I was down to 278.
Was.
2 pounds. Two freaking pounds. 2 pounds.
Obama was the president. He ain't no more. So.
Right. Exactly. Was. I have their starting weight, and then apparently the scale broke, so it wasn't an actual. And I said, you know what? We ain't weighing you until we get you down there on the stage live in front of everybody.
That's right.
And I'm going to have them hold up signs what their starting weight is, and then when they jump on that scale.
That's right.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
They're very lucky I wasn't involved.
Yeah. You lost a lot of weight.
I lost 40 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Since May, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And, Wayne, how is your health, young man?
I'm looking to lose some more.
I'm getting stronger every day. After Camel City is keeping me so busy right now, I probably could get back to the gym if I didn't have everything to do. So after Camel City's done, I get back into the gym. I'm getting some... good shape again, and I'm feeling better every day.
Good for you.
Excellent. Awesome. We're really happy to hear that.
And we love stalking your page.
I don't know. The way I see his wife beating him up on all of his videos, you'd think he'd be in tip-top shape.
I love your videos. I really do, Wayne.
I do, too.
And when I come down there, I'm going to show you how to do it the right way, though. All right?
Today she was wearing what
you know, that's a challenge accepted.
You got it. No, it's not a bad thing. I'm saying you do great videos. But you're doing one thing wrong, which I'm going to show you how to do.
Okay?
Johnny.
All right.
Oh, no.
It's all good.
No, he does everything right.
He does it right,
the First Lady.
Dude.
We love it. Yeah. You're funny. You crack us up.
Yeah, the First Lady today was wearing heart-shaped glasses. She was giving him a very hard time.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry for that, but she's a doll. And I'm so excited to see
the outfit. She gives him a hard time. You called him. What did she call him tonight?
No.
Why do I have the feeling Rod's going to get sick before we got to leave?
Good. I'll be losing more weight.
No, you're like, I can't come with you guys. I'm sick. My stomach.
But you're the only one wearing the outfit. Bada bing.
Yeah, because I'm not putting it on.
No. 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 Oh, you might have the honors of, like, pulling the corset strings or something. I don't know. I'll let John do that.
Oh,
if Johnny loses, John can dress hard.
First of all, if Johnny loses, there's no corset strings getting around him.
You never know. We
what
never know.
Get over there.
Horse reins, maybe.
Let's not argue. You got 12 days to drop weight, so stop eating now.
That's right.
Yeah, go back to the idiot and have some more of those.
By the way, the idiot has awesome food.
That's it. Well, the one she has picked out has Velcro, so, I mean.
Oh, there we go.
We'll figure something out.
Thank God.
I hope it has lots and lots of Velcro.
Thank goodness. So, Wayne, thank you for calling us, brother.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon, man. Before you know it.
All right, good deal.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay, so now somebody tried calling in.
Did they?
And you were unplugged, sorry.
All right.
So now I got to figure out how to call them.
How do I do this?
Well, first I got to figure out how to call them.
Let me see if I can get Johnny Lang one more time.
We did it once before.
Wait a minute, no.
I know, but...
We've done everything once before.
Oh, wait a minute. Call handling. Hold on, call handling. No. No, that's not it. He's still trying to get in touch with...
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give Johnny the number and Johnny can call on that phone?
Because they might not recognize it. Hold on a second. Oh, here we go. They're calling in right now. Hold on one second. I have to plug you in.
There you go. Oh, no, you are on the air.
I didn't push answer yet.
Now press it.
And I'm pressing answer right now.
You are on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
I'm dying over here.
Hello?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Who do we got?
Yeah, this is Johnny from North Carolina with the BTN crew.
Hey, man, what's up, brother? How are you, man?
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
What are you guys doing up there, huh?
Yeah, we're hanging out, man. We're hanging out. Have a good time.
We're doing good. We're going to be in North Carolina. I think you had made the post, for the Camel City Bike Fest, September 9th.
Right.
So are you friends with Wayne? You're part of the Biker Trash Nation group?
Yeah, that's where I'm living right now. You guys are going to be in my hometown here.
Nice.
Excellent.
So you're going to be at Camel City? Then you're going to be there? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm the cigar guy. I'm going to take care of you guys.
Very nice. Rodway's going to bring some cigars with him, I'm sure.
So you're a cigar guy. You ever want to get on a motorcycle show talk about cigars? We're looking for a guy.
Hey, listen. You don't got to bring nothing down here. You
know really?
You don't got to bring nothing.
Okay, we won't bring anything. Thank you very much. I can't wait.
That lady that just called before, though, man, I don't know who she was, but I got to try to link up with her somehow because there's a lot of New Yorkers down here, and it's a great place to be, you know what I'm saying? But a buddy of mine owns a cigar factory in Statesville. I was telling you about that. So I'm going to bring some custom-made rolls from his shop down there.
Nice.
I'm going to try to give you a little bit of that North Carolina love down here.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm well aware of the North Carolina love. Thank you very much, being from New York and all that. I've been in that state quite a few times and almost moved there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for the hospitality and the offer, and we're super excited to be a part of the Camel City Bike Fest on September 9th.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. Wayne has done a great job, you know, getting a good community of people together, supporting all the local bars and the rides and the charity rides. I mean, he's done so much work down here to bring together just like-minded people, cool people that want to hang out. They support the culture, and it's going to be great to have you guys down here.
Oh,
and, you know, hopefully get some more hits on your action, because I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you
so much, man. That really means a lot to us.
And, John, you're originally from the island yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from originally from Woodhaven, and then we moved to Deer Park, and then I grew up in Islip.
Nice.
Excellent. Well, familiar with all of that.
We know all of those.
Yeah, Deer Park is right around the corner for us. From us.
Excellent.
Yeah, awesome. Deer Park years ago was a lot different. I went back there recently. It's a different thing, but you know, it'd be nice to have you guys down here, and I'll make sure I'm going to, you know, go out of my way. I know a lot of Paisans. I know a lot of New Yorkers down here.
Nice.
Come shake your hand, visit you. I got some homemade sausage from some of the displaced New Yorkers down here.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
I should bring
send you back with a nice care package.
Yeah. Cannot wait. Well, John, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime, fellas.
We will definitely see you.
All right, Biker Trash Nation, baby.
Biker Trash Nation, baby.
Biker Trash Nation.
There it is, man, right there.
We'll guys see you. See you all later.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Peace.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So anyway, wow. We're going to have a good time down there, aren't we?
I am super psyched.
Man.
Super, super psyched.
It is going to be fun.
Well, there's a lot of transplanted people like us.
Yes, everywhere.
Transplanted, I said.
Yeah.
Transplanted down there. So it's great. Kim's transplanted from New York, so that's awesome. So I have a little thing that I had posted on our page earlier, getting with Harley Davidson again. But they're actually doing a little event in honor of Greg Allman and his newly released album. They're doing, it's called the Midnight Riders Rally. I don't know if any of you have seen it yet, but I posted the link on there. Let me just click on it so I can talk to you, and hopefully if you go to gregallman.com and click on the Midnight Riders Rally, you guys will see it.
Right.
But it's going to start, and it's worldwide at all the at select Harley-Davidson dealers, Friday, September 8th, it starts. More cities will be announced soon, but basically it's to help promote Greg Allman's new album, and they're calling it the Midnight Riders Rally, and they're going to have it at Macon, Georgia Harley-Davidson, Savannah, Georgia Harley-Davidson, in New Orleans, Louisiana, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Daytona, Florida, at Bruce Ross Myers Harley-Davidson, Pensacola, Florida, Six Bends Harley-Davidson in Fort Myers, Naples, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee at Soulshine, Pizza Factory, not a Harley-Davidson dealer, but Soulshine Pizza Factory in Nashville, Tennessee, and Bootleggers Harley-Davidson in Knoxville, Harley-Davidson of Asheville, North Carolina, Woodstock, New York, Heart of Dixie, Birmingham, Alabama, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and Bartles Harley-Davidson in Los Angeles, California, the Marina Del Rey area. So I think that's really a super cool thing.
Hell yeah.
To help promote Greg Allman's album, and they're calling it the Midnight Riders Rally. I would play it for you right now, but watch the video. It's actually a pretty cool thing, and click on that link that's on our timeline outside of the feed. It's a really special thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Now, also, is Michael Alden is also on tour.
Yes, he is.
Do you have a schedule where he's at?
Do you want me to have a schedule?
Sure. Might as well tell everybody.
Well, I don't know. With Michael Alden. Go to michaelalden.com.
Yeah, Rod. Too bad you missed that, Rod. It was awesome.
I don't think it's that.
Michael. And, well, Randy missed it, too, because he wasn't
Well, Randy, I know you were heartbroken.
I felt so bad
for both of
you
guys.
You were heartbroken over that.
Yeah.
MichaelAllman.com.
He did a great job, too, man. He really did. A lot of fun.
We had you did the live video feed for those that couldn't be there. I'm having internet issues, so I don't want to screw it up. So.
All right.
But you can always check.
Well, let's do some shout-outs, then. What do you think, then?
Well, hold on. You do the shout-outs. Are you on the thing?
I'm on everything.
Well, do your thing on the thing.
Shout out!
No, that's your job, to be on the thing.
Yeah, you're on the thing.
I'm on the thing. What's Boneville?
I have no idea who wrote that.
What does Boneville mean? I don't know. I see a thing that says Boneville. Is that supposed to be something else?
I have no idea what that is.
Bone somewhere without me knowing it?
Boneville.
It says Boneville.
Look above it.
No, not saying that.
Do you get the connection, though?
No. I'm sorry. I don't.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that means.
Oh,
then it should be erased. It shouldn't be on my little and on our little notations board.
Okay,
there.
So get up and erase it.
No, I'm not standing up anymore because my hemorrhoids will pop out.
But, oh, jeez.
Oh, wait. They're right next to me. Never mind.
Oh, God. But anyway.
Your Michael friend is on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's on from you. You want to say hello to him?
Yeah, Michael. What's up, Michael?
How do you
say his last name?
Gabar, I guess. Gabar?
Michael Gabar?
Jabar? I don't know. Just say Michael from East Coast Harley Riders.
Michael from East Coast Harley Riders. I was talking about the birdhouses that you guys have on your group there. If you'd like to call in and talk about them and see where you can get them, how much they are, I'm sure I'd love to get one of those. They're awesome. They're so cool looking. Little birdhouses and Harley Davidson things.
I want a bat house.
Well, man, that's a great group, though, man.
I'm sure that they can adapt it.
Yeah, well, you know. So, but anyway.
They could be.
If anybody wants to call us, we are at 877-917-5263.
And give me a chance to plug the thing in the hole.
I think Johnny Lang got really busy. I know he's at these bike events, so we'll touch base with him next week then.
Right.
Okay?
If they go to our website, MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com, and click on Johnny Lang's picture when it changes in the little header thing,
right,
they can actually see Johnny's schedule, links to his website, Strip Club Choppers.
Right.
And then Gus is at the newest one.
Yep, East.
Right?
It is Strip Club Choppers East. So, check it out, man.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool.
I haven't heard from David Hayes. Anyone heard from David Hayes out there?
He's out there. You know, probably, he may not feel like chatting
fat,
right
fat
now.
Fat Daddy Rabbit? What is it called?
Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Right.
Oh my God.
My God. Fat Daddy Rabbit, where are you, brother?
he wants to hear from you. So, Randy.
I didn't know much.
No. So, we've been talking about all the rain events and things and the crappy weather and all that stuff. Have you ever experienced, like, really nasty winds or rain and you were in an open area?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
so, absolutely. I hit one of the worst weather storms coming back from Key West on the 7 Mile Bridge.
Oh, God. I'm shaking right now. Wow, what did you do?
I mean, I had to be 50, 60 mile an hour winds and rain, I mean, sideways, rain coming sideways, pouring. When I pulled into Homestead, I went into a Denny's and I was leaving wet footprints through the Denny's because
I was
so soaked. I mean, my boots were just full of water.
Now, what would you do normally? I mean, I know you drove through it and you took your time.
You got to go slow.
You have to. But I remember seeing one of them YouTube videos out there or something. If you're ever caught in like really severe windstorms and heavy rain, that there's a like basically like lay underneath your motorcycle.
Well, yeah, you
I mean, I don't mean, know. I mean, yeah, to kind I of mean, protect
you
yourself. A little.
I mean, look, if it gets that bad and you got to stop, you look for a bridge.
Right.
Look for, you know, depending on where you are. You know, if you're in a wooded area, you can pull off into the woods and get some shelter. You know, if you're in a congested area, look for a bank or something, one of those buildings where you can park under the building.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you can, you look for that. But, you know, basically, I'm on the 7 Mile Bridge, and there ain't nothing there.
Okay. Right.
And there ain't nothing there from there all the way up to, well, I guess it was almost to Fort Myer before there, you really saw any life.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. And I drove for like 4.5 hours in that. Just right through Alligator Alley and so, but yeah, you do certain things. You slow down, okay?
Yeah.
You put your flashes on because you're going a little slower than the rest of traffic.
Right.
You don't want some guy wailing up on you at 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour,
right,
in his Jeep Wagoneer, and he thinks he's, you know, he's invincible, and then all of a sudden come across you doing 40 miles an hour, just trying to, you know, stay upright. And so, you know, you put flashes on. You do what you got to do. You know, you get over to the right. You know, heck, I remember one time, that year that we were out at Abate.
Oh yeah.
That Sunday coming home.
That's right.
I had to ride in that rain Sunday coming home. I got on the expressway, got in the right lane, hunkered down. Okay. No windshield. Here I am.
Oh my God.
You know, doing 45 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, just minding my own business, putting flashes on, and people were leaving me alone. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I was lucky, but, you know, I can't, I, you know, so many times I've ridden in the rain, it's just ridiculous. I mean, and you do what you got to do. I mean, one time we were going up to Lake George, and it came down so hard, so fast, that it created a puddle in my lap.
On the seat between your legs?
Yes.
Really?
Actually created the
like
puddle.
If I bought goldfish, I could put them there and they would swim?
Yeah.
He had wet balls.
It came down so hard and so fast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like I was teabagging in ice water. It was unbelievable. And it just, before you could even make a move, it just, all of a sudden, like somebody took a bucket of water, dumped it on you. And, you know, me and the guy in front of me, we're just looking for anything. And we finally, like a half a mile down the road, we find a bridge. We pull over under the bridge. But it was too late. We were soaked to the bone. I mean, just in a half a mile, soaked to the bone completely.
Wow.
Just was... And, you know, and then we stood there for a while and then said, the hell with it.
We're wet.
And yeah, God just said, we're wet anyway. What the hell? Get on the bike. We go up a half a mile. It was a mile, whatever it was. We found an exit. And said, the heck with it. We went in, found a diner, and left puddles under the table while we were eating. And we had breakfast and waited for the rain to stop. And the rain stopped. We went out and got back on our bikes and kept going.
Oh, my God.
You dry off faster when you run.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
that. And that's a great feeling, too, especially when it's hot out, right?
Well, no, it wasn't really hot, but you know, you stand there, you're wet, you're miserable, okay, because everything is wet, okay? And you just say to hell with it, get on the bike.
And go.
And a couple miles down the road, you start drying off, and you're like, okay, this is better.
Yeah.
You know,
it dries off,
Because you stand there, you'll be wet for hours.
Days. We got stuck in that rainstorm that one time. We pulled off the expressway and went to the gas station, remember? That was bad. I got caught.
Actually, I think if you look on my Facebook page,
right,
at the picture of my wide glide was sitting at that gas station
that
we pulled over at that time.
Yep.
The rain, because if you look, you'll see your boot in the picture.
Right, right.
Your boot's in the front of that picture.
Yep.
And we were sitting at that gas station.
I got stuck in one rainstorm one time about 9 years ago. I was up in Foxwoods, right? And it was beautiful. And I was in the casino, gambling, whatever, having fun. I walk out, get on my bike, and it is downpouring. I couldn't believe. It rained so bad that the whole neighborhood got blacked out. So there was no lights in the street. So now I'm riding back to the hotel. And meanwhile, I'm running in like a foot of water, felt like.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see nothing. I had to depend on the lightning. Like every time I lit, I am. That was freaking nasty, man. Talking about that's a whole new meaning of wet, right?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah, you don't I've believe how wet you, how much water you can hold, you know, until you get off the bike and you stand there and you look down and you go, wow, that's some puddle.
I mean, it's you.
Yeah, you know. I mean, like I said, that time we pulled over into that diner, we actually met two guys on what's the word we were using again? International Motorcycles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Two other guys pulled over and we were hanging with them. So we all pulled into the diner and the four of us were sitting there. And it was four puddles. The girl, the waitress was just like shaking her head.
Oh my God.
Clean up. That's on
the worst feeling. That's the worst feeling, being wet like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love though. I love right after you wash your bike, which I haven't felt this smell like 6 years now.
Right.
But you wash your bike and then you go for a ride on it and it just sprays you.
Right.
On a hot day, that's the best feeling, man.
What are you, like a dog that sticks his head out the window?
Exactly.
That's the feeling you're describing.
You haven't figured that out yet. That's what he eats. That's dogs, a perfect, perfect description of Johnny.
The dog
like that dog that loves to stick his head out the window and his lips flap.
That's funny. Oh, wait. We have a call coming in from Casanova, New York. Novia. Hold on a second while I plug you in. Okay, hold on.
You should just stay plugged in for now.
I know. I should stay plugged in, and I'm going to answer the phone.
Hello, you are on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who do we got?
That guy ran in the house!
Wow!
Oh, that's the man!
I got a lower that your volume loud, than Mr. David Hayes.
What's up, brother? How are you, sir?
Dude, man.
How are you?
Hey, man. I don't know what happened to Johnny Lane, but I'm going to go ahead and call in and do a little promo for him tonight, all right?
Go for it.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
And I need a little help from you guys, you know, being you all my friends and all.
Okay.
I want to get a job. I want to get a job with Johnny Lang. Johnny Lang, he needs a video crew. You know what I mean? To ride with him everywhere he goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm a cameraman.
Can you imagine that? A camera following him?
I'm a cameraman. I can run a camera for this man. And I didn't thought about it. I had a dream that I was crossing state lines with Johnny Lang. And we was going across the country. And I was his cameraman. And I got across two states, and he fired me. I swear to God.
Why did he fire you? Because you act like the Pole?
I want to talk to him. I want to talk to him about this job, but he won't talk to me.
Wait a minute.
But I need you guys to help me out here.
So if he fires you... Then you can be
I think we can make a lot of money, me and Johnny Lang and Strip Club Chopper.
Isn't that what you wanted to be for Halloween? That was your costume, was to be a Strip Club Chopper motorcycle pole?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I want to be a strip club chopper for Halloween, yeah.
Let's be the strip pole. Let's stand there.
Be the pole.
Be the pole.
But I thought about that. Man, wouldn't that be one hell of a job?
Yeah,
that would be
to ride around with him and be his film crew.
You know what, though, David? You know what? I know you wanted to be his film crew, and I know you want to be his pole. But I overheard him talking about making you the grease guy. What do you call that? The oil guy.
You're gonna oil up the chicks.
You're gonna oil them up.
Yeah, they're gonna make you official grease monkey.
That's it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Better ask Miss Laura, though, you know.
Yeah, I'm in trouble now.
I know.
Then you have to go check him for bra sizes, right? What size bra are you?
Oh, yeah, I can help him out a lot, man. Hey, we love you guys. You're doing good tonight. Wasn't that an awesome interview, Johnny, with Gregory Doomy?
Yes, it was awesome.
It was.
Awesome show, guys.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I loved it. That was a surprise to me. You guys kept a good secret.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's because I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. As long as you don't tell Johnny, we're all right.
I like Greg.
He's awesome.
He's awesome, isn't he? Yes. He's a great man, and he does such great things.
Yep.
So I can't wait to meet him in person. We're all going to be visiting him.
Right. I wish I was closer. Yeah. I'd come out there.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I know. You
know
great guy.
Rod said a couple
hey, you guys,
love.
Have a good night. We love y'all.
Thank you,
love
David.
Love you too, David.
Have a good time. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Dave.
Well, I was waiting to hear from David.
He was glad we did. He was so cute.
He's always great,
man.
Hold on,
I got to disconnect because I don't know how to hang up the phone.
Oh, this.
Wait, I pushed the button. It's spinning. Okay.
It's spinning.
A little delayed.
Because
we're using.
This has been a great night, actually. It went by so fast. I can't believe it's 9 minutes to 10.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. You know, Johnny Lang got busy, I'm sure. We'll hear from him next week. I'll talk to him
next week. He's got to be the busiest guy on East. I mean, he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
And you have to go to any bike event, bike week, whatever it is, Strip Club Choppers is there.
Yeah.
You have to go to the booth. He has the coolest shirts. Actually, Rod's got one on now, I believe.
We have another call.
Well, another phone call.
Hang on, caller, while I plug this thing in.
You're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem. What do we got?
Hey, it's Geneva.
Hey! What's up there, girl?
Hi, Miss Geneva.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we really love that song you made
for us.
Yes,
we do.
That is incredible. It really is.
Thank you. You learned it awful quick, Rizzo.
We did learn it. It took us a few shows to learn it.
Yes.
But now that's the only way we can remember our phone number.
I can't wait till we go.
I like singing the alphabet. Now we have to sing the jingle so we remember the phone number.
I can't wait till we go to Tennessee.
That's exactly what I did. In my head, I'm like, what's that phone number again? Then I started singing the song in my head. I'm like, that's it. There you go.
I can't wait to hear that song live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, you never know what's going to happen at Tennessee Bike Fest now, do you?
You never know.
I think we might be able to do that there.
Okay.
That would be great.
That would be funny. That would be good. Actually, that would be really awesome.
Yes.
So that's a couple weeks away.
I know. It's like we got like 24 days or something like that, and we're getting really excited about it. Things are coming together very nicely, and so how many of you guys are going to be there?
Hopefully all of us.
Yeah.
We're all going.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to have a big party because we got all the Thunder Rose people that are coming, and Budweiser, Steelheart, all of our sponsors. We got some killer bands lined up, and it's just, I'm excited about it. I'm so excited. The weather is kind of cooling down here in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
So, I think that we're probably going to be building like a bonfire and sitting around telling dirty jokes.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Oh, I know a lot of dirty jokes. Ton of them.
Dirty jokes.
The boy fell in the mud. Yeah. That's my dirty joke. Sorry.
I only know one joke.
And the clean one. He took a bath.
I only know one joke. Horse walks into the bar. The bartender says, hey, what's with the long face?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so, Geneva, you had a busy weekend this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played in Alabama. We did the HD at the Mount Chiwa. Mount Chia Harley Davidson, and we played Buck Wild Saloon, which is a crazy place. You guys need to get out there.
Uh-huh.
That is some good Tennessee fun right there.
Oh, okay.
With us being there, and then you add the fact that we're in Alabama, and it's just so crazy.
Oh, wow. You're so busy, but I'm so super excited.
Yeah. Everything is going great. Planets are lined up. You know, I mean, we even brought an eclipse, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I think
yeah,
it's fabulous.
Right. That's right. North South Carolina.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Right in that belt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the Tennessee area. And that was great, I'm sure. That was awesome. So listen, now Thunder Rose.
We were in the line of it. We were right in the line of it. So, I mean, because we were like, you know, right next to my house, which is on the lake here. In Hendersonville, Tennessee, and it was so beautiful. It was just—it was very—it was unreal, almost. It was like, wow. I don't know if I'll ever experience anything like that again.
That is so.
But
awesome.
You know, there is always tequila, so.
There's a blackout.
Well, we cannot wait
all
to come there.
Tequila always solves the problem.
No, it is.
I'm gonna come down there, drink your beer, and I'm gonna rape your barbecue places. That's what I'm going to do.
Well,
we
brought in our very special guy just for you. It's Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. Oh, all right?
I love you.
This man knows his business. He is awesome. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have barbecue. If it weren't for Joe, it wouldn't be good barbecue.
Uh-huh. Smokin' Joe's Barbecue.
Take care of you, brother.
You know Johnny's crying right now, right? You do know that.
So
he's so happy. Gosh. He's crying tears
he's
of joy.
To pick up a
oh my God. Oh, he's not gonna stop talking about this for 24 days.
I mean, you gotta look at it. First we're gonna go to Camel City Bike Fest and I'm gonna pig out after I beat Rod. And then we're gonna go to Tennessee, and I'm going to pig out. And then we're going to go to Daytona Beach. In Daytona Beach, they have the best pork chop in the Full Moon Saloon. All right? So I'm loving life right now. Okay?
Because he gets to eat and meet everybody and meet all
the
people.
I can't wait to meet everybody. Geneva cannot wait to meet you and your band and everybody that's associated with you guys down there. Cannot wait.
They're really great. You know
yes.
that.
Yes.
You're going to love our crew, and I know we're all going to love you. I already love you. I haven't met you yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Yeah, I'd like to give you guys a call in next Monday. I mean, like maybe every Monday until the event and stuff like that, just to remind everybody what all is going on and stuff. Uh-huh. And our website is tnbikefest.com. We have early bird specials happening right now. So, and I urge everybody to take advantage of those, okay? Because at the door, you know, at the gate, we can't honor the early bird specials, which is dirt cheap right now. So,
right.
So go on there, click on, and, you know, we've got plenty of room for folks. And, you know, we've still got room for a few more vendors, too, if anybody out there is listening. We've got the barbecue covered already.
Nice. So. Yes.
That's really all that matters now, isn't it?
For Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's all that ever matters.
We're getting really excited.
That's true.
We're getting excited to see you guys. We're getting excited for the event, and I'm loving your show. Every chance that I get to look at
thank
you, I'm
thank
there.
You.
I, you know what?
We've been really busy putting all this together, so I've missed a couple of them.
Oh well, you know what?
That's always there to replay.
We'll catch up.
You're busy,
but Geneva, you post whatever you want on our Facebook page about the event. That's fine. That'd be great.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Share it with us, and we'll share it back.
That's right.
All right, cool, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Alrighty. Definitely. But thank you so much for calling.
I know you guys are getting... Hey, thanks a lot for talking to me. Love you guys. Thanks for playing the song, too. I think it sounds great.
Yeah,
we we're going to play it again, it so does. Just listen.
Real
soon. The start and the end of our show.
And in the middle sometimes when
sometimes
we get bored.
Sometimes when we sing it, yeah. You know, when we have to remember the phone number.
That's
but
right.
So yeah,
what's our show?
Cool.
What's our show number?
Play
the song.
That's it. Just play the song. That's it. Just play the song.
Exactly.
It's cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you guys soon. Soon.
Soon. We'll all be together like a big family.
I want to send a shout out to Strip Club Choppers, Johnny Lang, the awesome dude. I love him to death.
Yeah.
And he's been on my TV show. So David Hayes.
Yeah,
David Hayes, man.
That's right.
Google it. Mm-hmm. And he was Rock and Ride, Johnny Lang, Strip Club Choppers, and you'll see it. And, so yeah, we did catch up with him a little bit, filming our show and stuff. And he's just awesome. Love the guy to death. He's brilliantly talented. And he's always surrounded by beautiful ladies, of course.
Yes, he is.
But anyway, guys, I got to get out. Love y'all very much.
Love you too.
And we will see you really soon. I'll talk to you real soon.
You
okay?
Got it,
Geneva. Thank you.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Geneva King.
So, anyway, but before we go,
I know.
I would like to just do some shout-outs that we haven't done, like, you know, John Frew and Kip Kotler and Angie Bean.
Oh,
right?
I was telling you, Kip Kotler, he's moving his shop from the...
Yeah.
Right.
One, into the garage or something. I don't know. He's busy, though.
He's busy. I know, yeah. But he'll catch up.
And Rebecca Higgins, thank you. And... I can't remember names right now. I'm losing my mind.
I don't know.
But, my God.
Jay Morris.
Yes, that's something. Jay Morris, very big help on the show.
And, of course, always Motorcycle Mike. He's always a very big fan of us.
Yeah. On your side when you ride, Motorcycle Mike, Esquire, ESQ.com.
He's one of us.
Yeah, so before we lose this, because something's happening here,
okay. Let's say goodbye.
Yeah.
Should I say goodbye?
I'll say goodbye.
Thank you, Kim Roden, for calling in also. So let's do this.
Night, Lucy.
Good night.
Good night, Ricky.
Why didn't it work?
I don't know.
I don't know.